This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey dude, I'm one of the richest creative people in Ballintemple, measured by the number of art galleries the old man opened in my name to use as tax avoidance vehicles for his mates. Anyway, I was at BlackRock Market over the weekend, totally chatting up this girl I know from Tantric Yoga, when she said, "Oh man, tomorrow's Monday," and I said, "Yeah, bummer," and she said, "What do you do?" And I didn't want to say, "Get up around 12 and ask the old man's chef to make me a flat white," in case she's one of these weird hippie chicks that admires people with a job. Anyhow, I'm meeting her on Sunday and really want to blow her away. Brian with a Y is giving me a loan of his rescue dog, but I need to come up with a job that says, "Sleep with Ed, he's a chilled out success story." Any ideas? Ed, Ballintemple.
I'd stay clear of Agony Aunt, that's more stressed out failure kind of gig. My cousin is an eco-warrior. She has 14 different bins in her yurt. I said, "What's the first thing you look for in a guy?" She said, "Knits." You should see the state of the men I hang around with.
It's getting very cranky on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who don't want to get too close with our cleaning ladies. Fifi underscore loves people said she's thinking about leaving the group because she's after getting really friendly with her own cleaning lady, who's from Slovenia or Sligo, who cares. On the other side, Fiona underscore don't encourage them said her cleaning lady's after getting very close to her little guy Hugo and even suggested bringing her own son with her one day for a play date, which Fiona said is like the definition of communism. I'm hosting a charity garden party here to fight justice and inequality. I asked my cleaner if she was interested. She said she'd love to come, but I don't think she gets that I want her to hand out the canopies. How can I get the message through without sounding like a posh cow? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I had a similar misunderstanding with my plumber once. If you're interested in the details, go on to Google and search Ballinlock housewife learns that there's more than one meaning to the word pump. Maybe turn down the sound first.
Well, the blessings of the saints of Kildare on you. Isn't it the way that COVID-19 is tearing across America? So we thought the right thing to do here is go and visit Ireland. Mom said they won't thank us for bringing COVID-19 into Dublin Airport. Bob said, "You're right, Mom. Let's fly into Belfast and sneak across the border to show just how much we respect the old country." Now, we're disguising ourselves pretty good, although Mom got a few looks on the crowded bus yesterday when her butt started acting up and she turned to Pop and said, "I've got the most god-awful pain in my fanny." Anyway, isn't it the way we want to visit our relations in McCroom now? Any ideas for a present? Rinty McGinty, Jr. the 3rd, Chicago.
I rang my cousin in McCroom and said, "What would you like to get off your American relations?" She said, 5,000 kilometres of personal space. I said, "Because of COVID." She said, "No, they're always mocking our teeth. Hashtag yellow."
Like, man, it's the actual black hole of Calcutta in Dublin City these days. My cousin Winifred, if that's your name, okay, get over it, was on Dame Lane on Saturday night and said she hadn't rubbed up against that many oiks since her last orgy in the Gaeltacht. I won't tell you what she came back with instead of fluent Irish, but there's still a slight discharge. Anyway, we're like, no way to a repeat of that. So Winifred is like, "Cork, there's hardly anyone living down there compared to Dublin. I've heard it's kind of cool and quirky for Boggerland. So like, will it be possible to drink in Cork this weekend without bumping off a herd of wide-eyed culties? Olga, Dublin 4, I've more money than you."
Everyone does, even in Ballinlock. My neighbour owns a pub in town. I rang him there and said, "What would you say to two Dublin 4 women down in Cork for the weekend?" He said, "That'll be 30 quid for the two gin and tonics, girls." Hashtag still cheaper than Dublin.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.